31-year-old Taylor Norheim is skipper of a fishing tender boat and commercial fishing deckhand. In the lead-up to this election, he was pretty open about not having experience in local politics, not having learned about the issues, and his expectations for missing meetings because of his work. He says he was a little surprised to get the support of local voters.
I was and wasn't. I had a lot of people saying, oh, we're going to vote for you, but it was just like looking at the other people up there where they're, it's like, oh, we have this experience and whatnot. It's like, I run a boat. It's not really experience in that regard, but I don't know. I kind of yes, but also no.
Norheim explains his first priority will be learning about how the borough functions.
Mostly, I think I should figure out how most of this works. I got some paperwork already. I get a whole bunch of reading, 85 pages of a budget this morning. So just, learning stuff is a good start, I think, for that. And then I can work on other things later.
Norheim is currently working in a dive fishery and thinks that work will keep him from assembly meetings, possibly until the second meeting in November. He's also expecting to miss many meetings during the salmon season. He says he could attend more if meetings were held on Fridays instead of Mondays. That's something that could be changed by three readings of an ordinance. Norheim didn't do much to campaign. He'll be joined on the assembly by 72-year-old retired U.S. Forest Service employee Bob Lynn. He was on the assembly from 2013 until last year when he lost a re-election bid. This year, he did more campaigning than others, even creating a website with some of his stances on local issues.
On my webpage that I'd put up, I set some standards for myself, and after I was voted in, I got most humbled because I think that I'm hoping I can live up to the standards I set for myself, and that is, including not only attending meetings, but doing all my homework and doing the research needed to what I think to support all the people of this borough.
Some of that homework that Lynn plans to do is to get more familiar with a proposed revision of the development code for Petersburg.
I think that new rewrite of the code, the zoning code, is going to take considerable amount of time because that's a day and night difference from what we currently have. And right now I don't have enough knowledge to be able to even talk rationally about it, but I intend to.
That rewrite has its first reading by the Assembly October 15th. It covers what's allowed for land use, subdivisions, and building in the borough, primarily focusing on Service Area 1, or the old city of Petersburg. Lynn doesn't think the makeup of the Assembly has changed dramatically with this election.
I like the fact that we have some younger folks and some older folks, you know, in there, and I think that mix is very good. I'm just hoping that we can have a dialogue between the assembly members and more working together rather than against.
Lynn and Norheim take over the assembly seats that were held by Eric Castro and Nancy Strand. The assembly Friday finalized the count from the October 2nd election, counting one question ballot and one absentee ballot. However, the overall results did not change. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.